Hi, my name is Esther Snickers and I'm the founder of CISO. CISO is a global platform where you can find a facilitator for a constellation in your area or online. In this podcast, At the Kitchen Table With, you get to know facilitators. They talk about their background and the wonderful work they do. Hello, Monica. Welcome.
Hello, Esther. It is nice meeting you. Thank you for the opportunity to sit around the table with you.
Yes, thank you very much. We had a connection through LinkedIn. We find each other through LinkedIn. And you are calling from?
Yes, I reside in Namibia. Mm-hmm. Namibia is just north of South Africa on the Atlantic, between Angola and South Africa.
Nice. How well known is constellation in Namibia?
Quite well. Okay. Interestingly enough, constellation is known since 20 years in Namibia, and it has become, at the beginning, it was, you know, it was a kind of, how shall I say, you know, an insider thing to do. And you knew somebody who did it, and then, you know, you would go to a constellation because a friend would tell you about it. But it's quite well known since the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Yes. Nice. I didn't know. Yes. Nice. Good to hear. And Monica, let's start right away. And I ask everybody, every facilitator the same question, or I start with the same question. When did you find out about constellation? What was the moment for you?
I'm sitting here in my study, and I'm looking outside, and two houses from here, they lived a friend of mine. I didn't live here at that time, but interestingly enough, I can look out and, you know, just go back in memory in that time. It was in the late 1990s. We had exchange with each other. She was an astrologer, and I came from the human resources, and she had undergone a astrology course with De Philip, I think, Mr. De Philip. He's also well known, I think, also in constellation circles. In any case, she told me about a book she has read. And then she said, you know, Monica, I'm going to give you this book, and I think this is what you would like to do. And it was Ordnung in der Liebe, written by Bert Hellinger. And that was, I believe, actually his breakthrough book. And I read this book, and I got so hooked onto this method. And, you know, I could visualize all these little, he had these symbols representing the mother and the father, and mm-hmm. how they looked at each other and so on. And it was so lively in my imagination that I decided I want to be able to use that tool. And I wrote to Gunthard Weber at that time, and he suggested that I should go to CIST, that was started in 2001. They started an international group where all the non-German speaking people could learn how to become a family constellation facilitator. And that was in South Germany. And yes, then I went to CIST in 2001, 2002, and 2003. And that's how I acquainted myself with this technique. And, you know, coming from Namibia, that is also, for me, that the first time to see so many people in Würzburg, because at the same time, just before we started the training, there was a conference in Würzburg, and that was organized by Albrecht and Brigitte Mahr. And I think there were 2,000 constellators.
Wow.
From all over the world, you know, and I was so overwhelmed with it. And that is how I came into touch with constellations.
Yes. And did you combine it with your background, with your work or with your education?
Psychology and history, that these were my two major subjects, and I was a kindergarten teacher. So I was always interested in, you know, in human relations and the human mind and, you know, everything which has to do with a person. And at the same time, at that time, I was a book retailer. So I was actually traveling, you know, in two worlds. In a sense that, you know, I was professionally involved in the business sphere, but my hobbies, or my hobby was the human side of mm-hmm. of the world.
Mm-hmm. So and which direction did you went with constellation?
Yes, and then what I then started was because I was my husband and I we owned that bookshop, so I was very, very much involved with that with the bookshop, and I just, you know, that was also a passion of mine. So I did constellations more as a hobby, and I organized constellations for facilitators from Europe, and then also I offered also constellations, you know, in one-on-one for people who were in need. And this I did for quite a while, until around about 10 years ago I started moving more actively into the constellation field, and I offered constellation workshops. And with Corona, well, I seem to have had the luck to, you know, really step into the field of constellations, and this I do full time now.
Wow.
Yes. It is still a transition phase, and I still, you know, need to, I'm still learning, you know, also with the my public relations skills and so on, but I have a nice program this year. I had a very nice program which I put up, and I had also very nice feedback. So I'm still learning, you know, if one puts out your gift, then of course, you know, this flower or this entity needs to be growing, and yes, I'm quite inquisitive what the next step will be.
Yes. And tell me a little bit more about your program. But before we go there, do you work in person, or do you work online, or do you both?
I do both.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love both.
Yeah. Can you tell me what the benefits of in person and online, because I think we are trying to compare those things, but in my belief that's two separate approaches.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's your experience with that, with in person and online?
I experience it also as being two entities in their own right. You have work in person, where you have one-on-one sessions where people, you know, work on their issues. And then you also have the face-to-face workshops where, you know, people meet, and mm-hmm. you have a different dynamic if you have constellations workshops. And both of them have their qualities. One quality in a face-to-face constellation workshop is that, you know, people stand and just reflect what is going on in their bodies, or, you know, in their emotional sphere, or sometimes they get, you know, a certain thought, or, you know, then they can feed back to the whole constellation, which is evolving. It is a little different to if you are in a one-on-one session, you are only the facilitator and the person. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it can also be very touching and very deep, but the quality is totally different. And then you get the online sessions. And the online sessions are also, I find they are very unique. I work with a tool which is called the online system, Brett. And to me, that's a wonderful tool. You know, people can place their little things onto a board, and then it represents their people they're working with. And for that matter, the person who is in a one-on-one constellation with me is very directly connected to me, and also to the field which is represented on that board. And then I also offer constellation gatherings, and that is quite interesting. At first, I tried to work with that board, you know, with this online board. And it soon came up that my representative said, no, we don't want to work with a board. We want to just, you know, go into our roles, just feel into our roles, and then we will express what comes up. And I've been doing this now for the past 4 or 5 months. And it is amazing. It is so amazing to see what people experience within themselves when they are in that role. And it doesn't matter whether that person is in Australia or in Russia or in the United States or in Africa, in Europe, anywhere. Mm-hmm. We are all so connected in that gathering that it is so authentic. And the person for whom we are doing that constellation until now, it always has been so amazing that exactly the theme they are working at, you know, gets a solution and gets resolved.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very fascinating.
Yes, it's fascinating, eh? Yes. And that's the beauty of this development, well, of the COVID situation, is that we have this experience that we can work with people all over the globe and still have the effective of this mode. Yeah, we experience the effectiveness of, how do you say it? But we feel it also, although we are on different parts on the globe.
Yes.
And we are connected. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. And I feel that this work is so precious. This online gathering work is so precious because coming from my field, you know, I live in Namibia, and our community is very small in such a way, you know, one tends to know each other, like, you know, if you're living in a village somewhere. So sometimes one wonders whether people really just, you know, whether they concentrate on what is being revealed through them, or whether that is also something, some issue of their own, or something which they might know, you know, from the periphery. But in online gatherings, you can be pretty sure that people do not know each other.
Yeah.
And for that matter, you know, this, and then if they experience this revealing of what is transpiring from that constellation, that gives you a good faith to trust in yes. the information which is being
that's true yeah out. Right
yes yes
yeah
yes
yeah. And what do so what do you say to new people? What can what can bring a constellation? What can bring a constellation for people? What how do you explain it as a facilitator? What can a constellation do for them? Or yes. a gathering or
a constellation is a tool with which you can look into your blind spot. I don't. If you take a pencil and you move it, and then you will find a certain spot where you will not see the pencil, and that is the blind spot. Mm-hmm. And this blind spot we also have in our psyche and in our soul and in our emotional sphere. And this blind spot is taken out and it unfolds. And with that, one can also see the dynamics which actually create this blind spot, this blind spot. And the good outcome for a person who comes to a constellation is that this revelation will be a shift, or will open a shift in our emotion and in our psyche and in our thoughts. That means that we will have a new perspective on the situation we are looking at.
Yeah, that's true. And for what kind of situation or teams can people come to you?
I'm quite wide faceted. Mm-hmm. I have experience with children. As I said, I was a kindergarten teacher mm-hmm. in education when my children were at school. I served on the school board. I come from the business world, so I have a very good understanding of the business world, and I am a businesswoman. I do constellation as a business. Mm-hmm. And also in family matters, we are all part of our families, and we all have our ups and downs. And for that matter, I am also available.
Yeah, you're just all rounded, and I yes. think every it's not well. That's my personal opinion, but I think we don't really need a team. We can work with everything because it's an energy field. So, and to guide and constellation, you can read, feel the field, and that's what we do.
Yes, exactly. When I learned with Bert Hellinger, he was one of our teachers in CIST during those 3 years. Something stuck with me, and that was that he taught us to open up as and to be as a chalice to the field which is going to unfold itself. And that gives me also the presence to stay with the contract which I am undergoing with my client. Mm-hmm. And therefore it doesn't matter what his or her theme is, I am just the facilitator, and I will hold the space for what is going to be revealed.
Yes, beautiful, yeah. Yes, yes, and that's what constellation is about.
Yes.
But it's somehow difficult to explain it with words. And what my experience is, if you see that people doing constellation online or in person, then they know, they feel it, they understand it, then there's a combination. But if you explain it with words, somehow it's difficult because it's not really, you can touch it. It's not
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that was my difficulty for many years. For many years, I could, you know, facilitate constellations. But when people asked me, what is constellation about, then I felt, I don't have the words for that. And in a way, I always felt, you know, but that was my own thing I had to work through. It took me a long while until I could speak about this inner process, because speaking on this inner process also means that you share your inner world with other people. And to me, and that is just personally to me, I think I needed to have the security around me that I could say, okay, now I am balanced enough that I can go into the field and, you know, also present it to a wider audience than just, you know, to friends and friends of friends.
Yes. And yes, that's true. And but that's how it goes, I think, because it's affected for you. You think it's wonderful, so you share it. And then it's, I think that's how it starts, right?
Exactly.
And what do you think is the magic of a constellation? For me, I tell what it is for me, so you can think of it a little bit. But for me, it's that I can understand it with my head, and I can feel it. So it's a combination about your mind and your heart. I think that's the magic, and because you can feel it, it's like a penny drop. So it really, yeah. Then it's how it is. It's you're convinced because you understand it and you feel it, so you're really convinced. Yeah, that's the magic for me.
That's interesting. So for you, it is your connection between your mind and your heart.
Yes, and somehow I have done really the belief, or I'm really convinced about a situation, and because I'm really believe, then it is. Then
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is wonderfully put forward by you. You know, this combination between mind and heart, as I said, and as you indicated. If I was going to draw it, then I would draw it in an eight, you know,
yeah.
And there where the two circles meet each other, that is where the constellation reveals itself. And to me, then, if you are at this point, you know, then that is where also the shift takes place in the client, if it reaches this point. And to me, the most beautiful part then is, you know, if I look into the eyes of the client, and if then when I can see that this little door has opened and the shift in the soul has taken place. That to me is the most precious part of constellation.
Yeah, that's the moment, right?
Yes, yes,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I love to see you working and guiding a constellation. I'm very interested, yes.
Yes, so you are welcome.
Yeah, tell me about your program and what you do or what is coming up.
I will round off my year with two face-to-face workshops still, one in November and one in December. But I will have an online gathering for descendants of immigrants, and I will tell you a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the last weekend in October on a Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The last weekend in November, I'm also going to present it.
Okay.
Also at the same time. So what I did in COVID times, you know, we were in severe lockdown. We were really locked down here in the little town where I live at the Atlantic Ocean for 4 months. So what do? You know, when you only have access to your grocer and you can go walking with your dogs and you are at home. So mm-hmm. I decided to enroll with Cecilio Fernandez Rejojo. He did a training for organizational constellations. Mm-hmm. So I just completed that. And then I also started with the Systemic Approach Institute. I also enrolled there for, just to be active in the field. And doing my personal own, development and, looking after also myself in such a way that I get stimulated with my work. And it transpired that one of my themes is the descendants of immigrants. And I wouldn't have been born in Namibia if it wasn't for World War II, because my parents, they had to leave their home country after the war. And they had to find a new place. And that was now coincidentally in Namibia where they met.
Wow.
So this is my theme, and this is what I want to develop in future, the descendants of the immigrants, because, and that is very, very interesting. The descendants of immigrants, they seem to have themes and issues which are, you will find them anywhere in the world, and it is not, it has nothing to do with culture or with gender or, it is mm-hmm. just the same dynamic or a similar dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have had real wonderful workshops with this theme, and you are more than welcome wow. to join.
Yes, I love to, because I know the team as well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, my father and mother met in the Dutch Antilles. And my father is born in Indonesia. So we are, so indirectly I know the team. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, maybe yes. not indirectly, but I'm curious about it really.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I went to Indonesia with my cousin and a couple of years ago. And it was very interesting because we both weren't, her mother and my father were born there and a couple of years they lived there. And we never went there, my cousin and me, and so we went together. And it was really, really interesting what we knew and what we felt over there, and it was very recognition. We had a lot of recognition, even we never been there. So it's and that's was for me. It was the first. Well, I started with constellation, so I had more and more information. So, but it was really so wonderful, and you somehow there's some lightness to it because you understand where you're coming from and yeah, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I can talk a lot about it, but I try to take it to shorten the story, but all yes. kinds of stories are popping up in my head. But it was yes. really amazing and all the recognitions, it's like the puzzle fell in place.
Isn't that interesting? I had a similar experience. I went back to the country where my parents grew up, and that country is not, on an atlas. You will not find it because this area has been renamed. And okay. So, what what comes up when you're talking about it, you know, there was this feeling coming as like coming home to somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, all these stories they were telling, they would make sense now because you could see, you know, you were in that environment, you know, you could relate to it better. And what I also found is, and that is very interesting in Bruce Lipton is doing much research on epigenetics, you know, on the information which is being transformed, but the untold information.
Yes.
And it is,
Yeah, I understand. The untold information, but you know, somehow you know.
Yes.
You know it. And
yes.
Yeah. You recognize things, the smells, the sounds. It's yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
And is there a program that you talked about a program that you did last year?
And yes,
do you,
I did.
Next year the same program, or is there something on schedule next year?
I'm still busy figuring out what the next step will be. I'm thinking on maybe repeating some of the programs or maybe combining them. I will have to look what I'm going to do. What I also did this year and what I'm also thinking of doing is doing some kind of training, online training, you know, for people who want to just get the basic tools to their hands for constellation work. I'm doing that also in honor of Albrecht Mahr, who was also one of my teachers. And he said, you know, when I said, yeah, but when can I do, you know, when can I facilitate a constellation? And then he said, Monica, you've got all, you know, I think we do not have to so much, you know, do it from the head. But as you said, you know, combine the head forces with the heart forces and avail yourself to what is opening to what wants to be revealed. And that is what I would like to transfer to, you know, students who want to enroll in that program.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. And where can people find you? What is your website? What's your...
My website is www.constellationsnamibia.com.
Okay. I will put the link under the podcast, but it's nice for people to hear.
Yes.
And then they can find and follow you what your program will be, and they can maybe book a constellation with you.
Yes, they are more than welcome. I'm also on LinkedIn. That is how we met, Esther.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's such a wonderful gift, you know, to meet you and that you have reached out. Thank you. I'm also on Facebook and I'm also on Instagram.
Okay. And
yes,
and then under your full name, like is in the on the screen, Monica von Wietersheim.
I am. Let me quickly see. On Facebook, I am. You can also type in Constellations Namibia.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But I can also send you the links.
Yes.
Yes.
Do that. Then I can put it on the podcast. And the last question, Monica, and I didn't ask you before, so but do you use music during your programs or constellation, or do you use music?
Not during the constellation. This is a new idea. I haven't thought about that. On the contrary, that's interesting. Your question is very interesting, because yes, sometimes, you know, when I do a meditation or I take people on their mind traveling, outskirt. Then I sometimes have, you know, very soft music on, but my people don't like it.
Okay.
So yeah. We do it without any sounds, except, you know, the usual sounds which are in the environment.
Okay. I'm asking that because I'm adding a Spotify list from all the facilitators who I'm record the podcast with. And then we make a list with songs that people use during the training or during the constellation. Sometimes when the moment is there, they put a song on. So that's why I ask. So together with all the facilitators on the globe, we make a Spotify list that we all can use. And then
that's cool.
So if you have a song or a song, it's not a particular that you use in your program or training or whatever, but maybe you have a song that you think, well, that reminds me of systemic work, that contains the method, then it's also welcome.
Okay, I will do that because, yes, I have such music, you know, which I then play when people come in.
Perfect. So if you want to send me that, I will add it to the Spotify list.
Oh, very nice. Yes, thank you. Yes, okay. I will do that.
And then for now, because I have a lot of more questions, because I want to see your work and I want to talk more about your work, but that's not the wrong moment right now, I think. But I think we had a wonderful podcast and people know now a little bit about you and what your work is. So well, let's stay in contact. And for now, have a wonderful day today. And let's stay in contact.
Thank you, Esther. It was such a wonderful conversation. I just loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
making me at ease as well.
Yes, perfect.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much
for listening to this podcast.
Have a good day.
If you want to book a constellation or if you want to participate in an event, go to the website www.ciso.com. And finally, if you are a facilitator and want to record a podcast with me, or you know a facilitator who is suitable for this podcast, please send a message to info@ciso.com. Have a nice day.